Good to be with 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins at this time. Brad's got two more monthly go-arounds with us. He's with us on the final Tuesday of the month when the legislative sessions are not gaveled to order, but they will once again in the start of the year, and we'll go back to a weekly set with Brad once again. Brad, today going to talk to us largely about redistricting, but also the start of those sessions coming up here in about 6 weeks. And Brad, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I trust your Thanksgiving was well?
Yes, it was really well. I overindulged in some pie, but I think that's what the holidays are for, right?
Absolutely. Nothing like overindulgence in pie. That works for me. What kind of pie are we talking about?
Mary and Berry heated up with ice cream on top and, of course, pumpkin pie. So I had a little of both. And my wife made a pumpkin cake, so I had a little bit of that, too. So as I said, I overdid it, but... that's what the holidays are for. We had a lot of fun.
That's part of giving thanks, is overdoing it with the old belly. That's good. I'm glad to know it went well for you, Brad. That pleases me to hear. Let's jump in here and talk about something that maybe isn't settling in your stomach as well. It's a lot of your others, in the same light, I guess, here in the region, a lot of your constituents, redistricting. This has been left up now to the courts to take care of because the redistricting commission could not finish their work. So get us into all this and explain to us, I guess, what the big hiccup is as far as the 12th district's concerned. We're looking at some possible big changes.
Yeah, and I'm very concerned about it at this point. So basically every 10 years, just as a refresher, the redistricting commission is formed. It's a bipartisan commission with both Republicans and Democrats. And they're formed to kind of redraw and rebalance the maps for the 49 different state legislative districts and the 10 federal congressional districts. I guess they had an easy job with the 10 congressional district map, and that wasn't really controversial, but they kind of ran out of time and didn't really get the process done by the deadline that the Constitution lays out for them. And so now, by default, for the first time in Washington state history, the process is transferred to the jurisdiction of our state Supreme Court. The redistricting commissioners did release what they say was an agreed-upon map after the fact, and one of the big problems for the 12th district is that it's largely unworkable in terms of our boundaries. It splits up Douglas County significantly, and even part of all the East Wenatchee area. Some of East Wenatchee and the rest of Douglas County would be transferred to the 7th legislative district, along with Okanagan County, Ferry, Stevens, and Ponderay counties. And so it just really would marginalize the Douglas County area, in my opinion. And then, you know, that portion of East Wenatchee and Chelan County, and it spills over into a portion of King and Snohomish counties too. So it crosses the Cascades, which would be difficult to access, and really would change the configuration of the 12th district as we know it. As you know, Chris, the 12th district has largely been for many years a North Central Washington based district of agriculture, hydropower, outdoor recreation, a tourism based sort of district. And if the state Supreme Court adopted what the redistricting commissioners were aiming to do, it would significantly alter things for the 12th district.
So, Brad, this is kind of a loaded question, I suppose, but what is the purpose of redistricting for those that don't know? Because there might be some folks that kind of scratch their heads and say, why do we need to ever bother with redistricting at all? So what's the hope or the outcome that they're looking for by even doing this at all?
Yeah, and some of my constituents have said that too. Like, don't we have bigger things going on? Don't we have COVID and all this? But the reality is this is a constitutional obligation every 10 years based on the federal census data that all 10 federal congressional districts or all 49 different state legislative districts, that we all represent the equal population. So when I take a vote for the 12th district, it's similar to I'm representing the same number of people as someone from a downtown Seattle legislative district. And so that is our representative democracy. And what happens is over a 10-year period, population shifts. But it's largely based on the census data. And the census data recently was showing that there, the Western Washington portion of the state was performing well with its population counts, and the central and eastern Washington portions of the state were underperforming in our population counts. And so what happens is when you need to balance out the legislative districts in terms of population, many of the central and eastern Washington legislative districts needed to grow geographically or expand to pick up population. And so what happened with boundaries like the 12th district or the 13th district out of Moses Lake in Kittitas County, some of those neighboring, bordering legislative districts that border the Cascade Mountains kind of get nudged over because all the other central and eastern Washington districts need to grow. And then conversely, all the western Washington legislative districts need to get even more condensed. So it's an interesting process, but when the 12th district is split up so much, it takes away a lot of our historical knowledge. It dilutes our regional influence. You know, one of the things that I'm really concerned about is we have a long and proud history in North Central Washington, and in particular in Chelan and Douglas counties, for working cooperatively across county lines and city lines. You know, the city of East Wenatchee and the city of Wenatchee, it's really, they're two different cities in two different counties, as you know, but it functions as one community. And we have organizations that have been built along this cross-county partnership, whether it's the Chelan-Douglas Regional Port District, the Chelan-Douglas Transportation Council, the Chelan-Douglas Health District, the Wenatchee Valley Chamber of Commerce, Link Transit, Wenatchee Valley College, and all these sort of different organizations that function basically with Chelan and Douglas counties in mind. And when you start really splintering apart the representation, you know, it really puts, it's going to put some of those organizations in a tough spot, and legislators in a tough spot. And honestly, I don't know how, under that redistricting proposal that the Redistricting Commission released late, I don't know, for example, how the 7th District legislators who represent Okanagan, Ferry, Ponderay, and Stevens County are going to reach down and care about some of the small population in East Wenatchee and Waterville and some of the other areas. And so I am really concerned about it. I'm voicing my concern to hopefully to the state Supreme Court, and really it's up to them. There are a few other problem areas. This Chelan and Douglas County split is one of the problem areas that was identified by many. There's also a challenge in Aberdeen, which I guess and then that coastal community is really, the boundary lines were really split. And there is a potential legal challenge in the Yakima area related to whether the maps that the redistricting commissioners released late, whether those actually would violate potentially the Federal Voting Rights Act. So I think there is an opportunity that those, the legislative district boundaries in the Yakima area will change after the Supreme Court makes adjustments, and then some other changes will ripple through the rest of Central Washington. And I'm hopeful that the 12th district will get resolved and will be kind of the Chelan, Douglas, Okanagan County district that we always have been. But the state Supreme Court has until April 30th to finalize this, and we're not exactly sure what the state Supreme Court is going to do. They basically have three options. They can either adopt the maps as presented, which I don't think they will, or they can open the process all up again, collect public comment, redraw all the lines, come up with all their new proposals. I kind of don't think they'll do that either. But the third option is making some modest adjustments to some of the maps that were already presented, which would make some fixes and things. I think that is a possibility, and I'm hopeful, like I said, that the 12th district will be resolved and made whole, you know, in that process. But they have until April 30th, and then this is 2022, and the candidate filing period for all of the state House members is just a week or two after that in May. So if the state Supreme Court runs up to their deadline, it's going to have some interesting ramifications statewide.
12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today here on the Coho Morning Show, talking to us about all of the hullabaloo with redistricting. All right, Brad, well, we'll buckle up and get ready for what could be a long ride as far as this process is concerned, and certainly be checking in with you about it as we head down the home stretch of this year and get into the legislative sessions next year. Let's talk about those briefly before we wrap up, because one of the other things that we're hearing about is a little bit of concern related to some of the COVID protocols that have gone into effect. I'm not sure whether this affects the Senate as much as it does the House, but just tell us about that and also the sessions in general. We'll get a full preview from you when we rendezvous next month, but just kind of give us an update on where we're at now heading into the sessions for 2022.
Yeah, so the legislative session this year begins January 10th. It's always the second Monday in January. This session is scheduled for 60 days, so basically 2 months. The session in our state, based on the Constitution, alternates between longer sessions of 105 days and shorter sessions of 60 days. And that has to do with our state's two-year budget. And last legislative session, we had that longer session. We negotiated and approved all three of the state's two-year budgets. So this session is intended to be for modest adjustments to the existing budget. So we're kind of in mid biennium, if you will. So I don't expect major budgetary changes, but the COVID protocols are interesting. The Senate and House function differently. And for the state Senate anyway, there is not a vaccination requirement. We will all be tested when we go to the Senate floor. Regardless of our vaccination status, we will be tested. But the constituent meetings and the committee meetings will be virtual. So last legislative session, they kind of referred to what we were doing as a hybrid session, but for the most part, it was almost entirely remote. Although this year, it will be different. It will be more of a hybrid where the committee work and the constituent meetings, those will be virtual by Zoom, but then when we go take the Senate floor for our debates, we will be in person for those debates. So I look forward to it. It is an improvement. I might be doing more back and forth than I anticipated, but I think all of our colleagues are excited to get together again on the floor and have some debates. We'll likely all be masked up and everything, so hopefully we'll hear each other okay, but I'm sure we'll have some lively in-person debates in that format.
All right. Well, again, we'll be following the sessions with you, Brad, from week to week as you move from a monthly guest slot with us on the final Tuesday of every month during non-legislative session time into a weekly spot here on Tuesdays with us once they gavel to order on the week of the 10th. So again, 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today, and plenty of future visits on the docket as well. Brad, I appreciate the time. Stay well, and we'll look forward to chatting with you just after Christmas next month.
Sounds great, Chris. I look forward to it. Thanks so much.